Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 115. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, gentlemen?
Nothing too much, just writing down what this episode's about.
That's good.
No time like the present.
that's good, I guess, Sean. Nate, how you doing?
Doing good, just trying to throw this all together.
Yeah, well, and it's all good.
I almost took a bite of my burger, but I opted not to because I figured I'd have to talk here soon.
Getting it all over the microphone.
You kind of know what to expect, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
After 115 minis and whatever, however many fulls. Good, yeah. It's a Sunday night, right?
It is Sunday night.
Yep, special night.
It's the Lord's Day.
That's right. And we're getting a couple extra recordings in.
That's right. So that's why it's all good in the hood?
Trying to figure out how that happened. Okay, let's
we'll just move on.
I know.
Hey, that's how we do some of our best work.
That's true.
On the fly.
Let's get right to it,
yes.
Shall we? Mr. Sean,
yes.
Tell the creepies what we're going to talk about.
Well, this is my pick. How are they all my pick anymore?
You know what?
It's like always my turn.
I'm kind of getting tired of this.
You should. Maybe. Well, and I pick the craziest things, right? Actually, Nate picks the scary ones. You pick the really good ones, and I pick the crap leftover.
No.
No, this is a good
one.
Go
ahead.
This is the Pink Lady of Grove Park Inn.
Nice.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
That is a mouthful.
It is.
How did you come across this, by the way?
I have no idea. Well, the funny thing is, you know how many times we've talked about white ladies? You know, there's always white ladies, yeah. Indian burial grounds, and ladies of the night, right? That's what we run across a lot. Okay, that's what I run across a lot.
I was going to say, I don't.
And I was like, and there was a thing about Pink Lady, and I was like, oh, because I was thinking, oh, maybe that's like a drink or something. And it wasn't. It's a Pink Lady, and she's a specific ghost in a specific place in North Carolina.
I'll take a Pink Lady on the rocks.
That's it, right? I'm sure that's probably out there. Right?
All right. Well, what's the foundation?
Well, the Pink Lady is a friendly ghost who has been seen and felt in the halls of the Grove Park Inn for nearly a century. She is said to be the spirit of a young woman who fell to her death from a balcony on the fifth floor of the inn in the 1920s. She is usually seen in the form of a pink mist or sometimes as a full-fledged apparition of a young woman in a pink ball gown. That is the foundation.
There you go.
Wow.
We were talking about this could have been a full.
Yes, it could have.
Could have.
I think you hit it, though.
That's
episode's done, right?
We're done.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to episode 115.
That's a wrap.
No, this is a very good topic. It does have a lot of information, mm-hmm. So we will try to cram as much as we can in 25 or so minutes, right? So I have a website here. The hotel, the Grove Park Inn, 1913. That's mm-hmm. that's a ways ago.
Yesteryear, right?
Yesteryear. What is that? 110 years. Said it was built by Edwin Wiley Grove, hence I'm guessing the Grove Park Inn.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So
Grove had made a fortune selling Grove's Tasteless Chill Tonic. Now, speaking of
cocaine
drink,
in it. You know,
yeah, yeah. And it's tasteless. Chill Tonic throughout the South. Mm-hmm. Tasteless in this case was a good thing. A malarial preventative, Grove's Tasteless Chill Tonic was advertised as effectively disguising the unpleasantly bitter taste of its active ingredient, quinine. Quinine, you know how it's Q-U-I-N-I-N-E. Looks like quinine.
Makes your heart explode.
Yeah, it says Grove's tonic proved enormously popular in an area when malaria was still a highly problematic disease in the southern United States. So, there you go. Interesting. So there you go. That's Mr.
This sounds like Medicine Man type stuff. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, yeah. And here's some interesting people that stayed there: George Gershwin,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Harry Houdini,
my favorite,
F. Scott Fitzgerald, and President Obama. There you go. That's just a few.
Somebody said F. Scott Fitzgerald, and it was a younger person doing a video because they were talking about the famous people,
mm-hmm.
and they did not pronounce Fitzgerald. It was like
Fitzgerald
or something, and I was like, that is not Fitzgerald. Like, you could tell they didn't know their history.
I think maybe somebody had Tasteless Chill Tonic.
Millennial, yeah.
Yeah. Fitzgerald. Yeah, so like you said, a pink ball gown. So different than the white.
So that stuff you said could cure malaria, but it'd grow hair on your chest too.
Mm-hmm. And other places that you
drop
don't want.
Drop your voice a couple octaves.
Singing voice. Yeah, the tonic water stuff was popular back in those days because it's sort of what a French Lick Grand Hotel was built around here in Indiana.
I did not know
they,
that.
They had their spring water, which, you know, was part of the health resort of going to French Lick.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
had high sulfur content and that kind of stuff. So
we're used to hearing that term French Lick, you know, since mm-hmm. but that does sound something like borderline offensive and dirty.
Remind me. So the haunted
family
town
friendly,
in Illinois that your friend or coworker, boss, somebody said if we ever wanted to go there, he would take us around the town. It's in Illinois.
Oh, you're talking Alton.
Alton.
Yeah.
Because I want to do
Keith
an episode
is from
on
there.
Yeah.
He's my, he and I talked about that again.
Alton, Illinois has. So what you were saying, Nate, Alton has a hotel, the same thing, the spring.
Spring.
Yes. And they were and back.
Resort.
Yep. Yeah. Back from the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Go bathe in the water. Go drink the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be talked about that,
you know,
too.
A healthy way to, an alternative. Yeah.
He said the best time for us to go is during spooky season. He said go around Halloween.
Oh,
so
I imagine that.
TikTok here.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But yeah, that offer still stands. He said also he'll take us to Vegas, too, but that's a whole other thing. It has nothing to do about anything haunted.
Oh, I've never been to Vegas, so let's go there first.
Right. He's been several times.
Yeah. Cool.
This says, guests have reported seeing the apparition of the lady in a dense pink smoke or as a woman dressed in a flowing pink gown or pink coat wandering around the grounds of the resort. At least she's got clothes on, right? The Grove Park Inn offers history tours of the property that mentioned the pink lady and hosts an event for Halloween weekend where many staff members will share tales with visitors who are curious about her. So old North Carolina. We were talking about being there in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We totally have to. When we go, which is a beautiful city, by the way.
I had no idea this place existed.
Did not either.
I would have gone and visited.
I did not. Yeah, you guys just went there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the concert.
No, that was Raleigh.
That was Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when a couple spring breaks ago.
Yeah, when we went to Asheville.
Okay, gotcha.
Some say that she had come to the inn for... I don't know how you say this word.
Uh-oh.
Clandestine evening?
Clandestine.
Clandestine. Yeah, yeah, there you go. See? English is my second
language. It takes three of us. Yeah, yeah. Trust me, we'll get some words out of it.
Evening with her married lover, and that she threw herself from the balcony when he called off the affair.
How many times have we talked about that, where the women, especially back in that day, they get dumped by a lover, scorn, you know, or a husband, or they find out they're cheating, or whatever it is, and instead of just kind of moving on and kind of getting maybe find somebody better, they jump off of a building. It's like, could you had a better alternative than killing yourself? Because the guy's just going to keep doing what he's doing, and so you're really not solving the problem. But anyway, that's sad. That's sad. That's what they feel like they need to do. I have some information here. It says that the pink lady, whatever her origins, is agreed to be a good-natured, even a kind spirit. She seems to be particularly enjoy the company of children and seems a little more willing to reveal herself to them than to adults. She has been seen by the beds of children who were taken ill during a stay at the inn, speaking softly to them and gently stroking their hands. In one famous case, a doctor who had been staying with his family at the Grove Park left a note when he checked out asking the staff to thank the lady in the pink ball gown,
mm-hmm.
and that is, and that his children told him how much they enjoy playing with her during their stay.
She tickles their toes. I saw in one video that there's a lot of reports of children waking up with their feet being tickled, and there's nobody there, so they think that she likes to do that.
Aww.
It says, the ghost of the pink lady is said to enjoy those small kind of pranks. She's been blamed for lights, air conditioning, and other electrical devices turning on and off by themselves. She seems to enjoy rearranging objects in the rooms. That happens a lot, they say.
Mm-hmm.
It also has been said that she's occasionally wake up a sleeping guest with a good tickling on the feet. So, but like I said, little children.
That, what you just said sounds familiar. I'm not.
It wasn't me.
That makes me feel better because I don't like when, because, you know, like she kills herself. And she could still be a ticked off spirit, but she, you know, maybe she is to adults
she's
or men, but she, but for kids, I don't like them taking out on kids.
It seems like her spirit is particularly attached to the room 545. According to tradition, it was from the balcony off of this room that the young woman fell to her death.
Mm.
I wonder if that room costs more. I did not find anything on that. You know, it wasn't like $666.66 like that one room.
See, right. Oh, that's right. We just talked about that not too long ago. Did either one of you say how old she was again? I can't remember.
She was young. I don't know that they know exactly her age, just okay. So she seems young.
Yeah, and they usually are. I mean, mm-hmm. they're usually mid, you know, 20s, something like that.
Mm-hmm. She's old enough to tickle feet.
She's a foot tickler.
I just can't remember, yeah, if you had said the age. 545. I would imagine, I'm going to imagine that they would, well, I would. If I owned the hotel, I would charge a little extra if you're willing to stay in that room. You know, I wouldn't want to gouge anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, for the whole, hey, you want to stay in room 545 with the history of what happened, then a little extra.
That stuff that you were talking about.
What's that?
Quinine is a medication used to treat malaria, which you said, and... Mm-hmm. Okay, babesiosis. I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is, but it is not recommended for nocturnal leg cramps. So don't you be taking it for that, due to the risk of serious side effects. Quinine works by killing the organisms that cause malaria. It is used alone or with other medications to treat life-threatening infections caused by chloroquine resident. I've heard these words in the medical field, but that's my goodness sake. Let's try to say this one. Plasmodium falciparum malaria. Mm-hmm. That's what it's used to treat. It acts as a blood
write that down.
Schizocytotype. Okay, so never mind. This is chemistry. We're not doing chemistry here. So there's a lot about that Q9.
And are we sure that's how you pronounce it? That's close. I mean, that's close to mine.
Yeah, I don't know. Quinine, maybe it's quinine. I don't know. Yeah.
Q9 sounds a little better.
Q95. I think it is quinine, but
quinine.
I'm just making stuff up over here.
It's probably nothing even close to what we've said.
No, and somebody's gonna call in and say like, dude,
"That's not how." It's stop.
Good thing we don't take calls.
Caller, and don't start.
Do
think,
it's not
first
that,
time
you
caller,
idiots.
Long time listener.
So here's a little story, a little quick story
about a man named Jen.
Yeah, this couple. They were gone, getting away, and they were going to stay in Louisville. No rooms were available, which I'm like, then they decided to get out of town. They checked Nashville, same thing, couldn't really find rooms, you know, available to stay in. So one last try, so now this is where she starts telling the story. One last try, we lucked into one night stay at the Omni Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, a historic resort in the Blue Ridge Mountains. We were excited to secure a room for free on 2 days' notice at such a popular destination. Usually the rooms typically go around $400 and up. So Saturday morning, we woke up hours before we planned to get on the road, so we got a head start on the drive. Arrived 11 a.m. in the morning, 5 hours before the 4 p.m. check-in. Grove Park Inn is a huge property with lots to explore and poolside cabana service. So there was plenty to do before accessing the room later that afternoon. However, we were surprised to learn that our room was already cleaned and available when we arrived. That never happens, especially mid-weekend. Everything was off to a great start. By the time we expected to check in late the afternoon, we had already unpacked, roamed the entire property, enjoyed a couple of hours at the pool, and had lunch on the Sunset Terrace. Said laying in bed after the live music, they had gone out, experienced some nightlife at the in Asheville. And it says, laying in bed after the live music and party in the main lobby had ended, I decided to finally look up more about the history of the hotel because I found the whole place fascinating, almost like we were in another country. Turns out that 10 U.S. presidents stayed there. How cool. Even Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Harry Houdini, and even comedian Jerry Seinfeld. And then she found out it was haunted, and she says, a lot of old hotels claim a good ghost story, so I didn't think anything of it until I kept reading about this pink lady who jumped off or was thrown off the fifth floor in the 1920s. And it said, the story gave me a sinking feeling because earlier in the day I had seen a teenage girl, and it in parentheses says, a real girl, not a ghost girl, with her legs dangling out of a window on the fifth floor in the middle of a rainstorm. She had a cell phone in her hand, so I knew it wasn't a ghost because ghosts don't have cell phones. But I mentioned this window girl and her potential fall to the Sunset Terrace restaurant below a couple of times throughout the night. The teenage girl never fell, which was great news for everyone, and hopefully enjoyed the rest of her family vacation at Grove Park Inn. but seeing her and then reading about the pink lady who fell from the fifth floor balcony was weird. That's creepy.
It is creepy.
And she said it's a real girl. It was a, yeah, not a ghost girl. So I wonder what you think. She might have been overtaken, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Because I don't think this.
Hopefully not the pink lady, because she was, yeah, that's what I'm asking. More benign, right?
Yeah. Especially with, like, I know little kids, but I would imagine a teenage girl she would be pleasant to, or, you know, not, yeah, but that's just kind of, it is, like the lady says, it is a weird coincidence, I guess.
I think there's so much, in, like you said, this could have been a fall for sure. It says, the Grove Park Inn sits on the western slope of the Sunset Mountain. The hotel was an idea created by businessman Edwin Wiley Grove and his son-in-law, Fred Laurie Seeley. Grove was known as the father of modern Asheville. Although he had spent considerable time developing real estate in most southern United States, Asheville seemed like the ideal place for Grove, as he was dealing with health issues. His doctor had advised him going to a place where the climate was neither too extreme in terms of temperature. Grove acquired the land where he would build the hotel in 1910. He had also acquired buildings in the surrounding area, including a sanitarium for tuberculosis patients. These buildings would soon be torn down as part of the construction project. Construction started in 1912 and was completed in almost a year. On July 12, 1913, the hotel was open for business. Just a few years after construction, Fred Loing Seeley struck a deal with George Washington Vanderbilt to acquire the latter's Biltmore Estate Industries after Grove's passing in 1927. So it's also the Biltmore, which is real close there. Mm-hmm. Hotel was bequeathed to his family, so on and so forth. It says, interesting, during World War II, the Grove became an intermittent site where diplomats of the Axis powers, Germany, Japan, and Italy, would be held while they were considered prisoners. They received superior treatment from the Americans. And it talked about all those, the presidents that you were saying, Taft was there, Obama was there, Truman, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, and then, like I said, Henry Ford, John F. Scott. See, I can't say that either. F. Scott Fitzgerald was there as well.
Fitzgerald.
So. That's right.
And Jerry Seinfeld.
And it said that Fitzgerald stayed at the hotel while writing his famous novel, The Great Gatsby. Mm-hmm. His wife, Zelda, was institutionalized at the hospital that later burned to the ground, killing her and eight other women. So
oh,
it's,
gosh.
This has all kind of cool history. Not that it's cool that she got burned, but that it links up, you know, even to a great American novel like that.
Right. I agree.
I have a little quick story from a bellman.
Oh, yes.
He said it was 3 a.m. in the front of the fireplace. The Grove Park Inn bellman, Dave Burgam, explained that a lady showed up. I took a picture. She was not there. The next picture, she was there. And then she disappeared.
I'm going to say it. Put this on the
list. I've got it on the list.
Yep,
for sure.
I
actually wrote it down two or three times.
And then,
just to make sure we go.
I found a little bit more information on the pink lady.
What you got?
Rumor had it that the pink lady was a servant girl from a local home who was having an affair with the man of the house. When he learned that she was pregnant, he pushed her over the balcony to keep her affair a secret.
Oh, now that's sneaky.
Case.
Sneaky. There were some, I've heard of stories down in New Orleans of ghosts taking pictures of people over while they slept on some of those high ceilings, you know, and like there's no pictures. People couldn't get unless they climbed up on ladders and while you slept, took pictures of you. This happened here as well. They said that there was cases of people having camera pictures that they did not take, and it's of them sleeping at night. So unless somebody was very... Yeah, you're really committed at doing this kind of a joke or prank. It's a ghost taking your picture while you sleep. So there were some I had not heard that in a lot of places. Now maybe it happens more often than I realize, but only in New Orleans and then here in Asheville.
Yeah, I've heard that happening.
That's creepy.
Lot,
I mean, can you imagine looking
four or five stories
looking
through
your pictures
podcasts.
And like what in the actual hell heck is going on here? You know?
Yeah,
I almost slipped there, didn't I?
It's all right.
Almost.
All right.
It gets good
ratings. Gets 5 stars,
And it's a really cool looking building. It's all like stone.
Yeah,
it's not brick.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And it's like the roof is. It looks orange, but it sort of looks like an old thatch roof, even though I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah. So,
but it just it gives it a certain character. It's not a building that you would normally see anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody that... Well, here's one guy. He doesn't like it.
There's always one.
He gives it 3 stars, but he said it's the service that could have been better. He says the place is gorgeous, and he said that it's just the supervisory staff needs help, and he said that some of the room wings have seen better days, but other than, you know, yeah. So he said that, now he said the floor manager and the waitresses, he gives 5 stars. So just, yeah. This one says, this lady was only a week ago. So she said her and her husband have made many trips to the Grove Park Inn. The atmosphere is relaxing and beautiful. The rockers at the fireplaces are a popular resting place. Sounds like what, Cracker Barrel? The food is amazing, whatever you order. Excuse me. And she says the servings are plentiful. And, of course, the views are spectacular. She raves around, about the service is great. The check-in experience is great. And, yeah, she just said it's amazing, and they go there a lot. And she says they make every guest experience wonderful. So.
Awesome.
I always like to hear that. I mean, obviously we talk about the creepy paranormal, but it is nice if you hear just the normal everyday reviews. Like people are just staying there; they're not going there to investigate or take a tour, but they're literally using it to stay the overnight or whatever. And it gets good ratings, so that's good.
In 1996, Joseph P. Warren, a local author and paranormal researcher, conducted an investigation into the Pink Lady. One festive encounter stuck out. One New Year's Eve at 4 a.m., two hotel employees heard someone come into the back door. It was a young woman wearing a pink party dress. We thought it was a guest, so we got up to help her. Then she was gone.
She doesn't stick around very long.
No, I'm sold on this, and I'm also now thirsty for a mixed drink. So that's, this is a really great mini, right?
Just don't, yeah, you don't, but you want the, you don't want the tonic. You don't want
I
the,
I do not
whatever,
want the quinine. What is that, what we said it was?
Something like
Q9,
that.
Q9, Q95.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, Q95. Yeah. So we don't know if she jumped off, was pushed off because she was pregnant.
Or yeah, there's dangling her cell stories.
Dangling her cell phone. Wait, no.
That's usually how it goes with these. It's always like, did she throw herself off? Was she murdered by being
the
pushed off?
The butler did it.
Did she? Yeah. The butler did it.
It's with the candlestick?
No, it was French. Come on, Nate. No. Yeah, I like this story. I think it's sad and tragic, but...
We do sad and tragic. Right?
That's what we do. That's what we do. Sad, tragic, creepy, and all the good and everything else around it. So, you guys have anything else to add to the story?
I do not. I'm just kind of excited that we have a different color lady instead of white.
Now, remember, we did do
green. Was there a green lady?
A mini blue lady. Remember, I said it was my choice on the let's do stories on the white lady or the whatever. But then we ended up talking about like the green.
We had different shades. Pink,
yeah, we had different shades. Yeah.
The rainbow ladies.
We had a color spectrum.
We did.
I don't know how we did
I'm glad that. We've settled on pink now. I like it.
Yeah. Well, good. I think the creepies are going to enjoy this. I'm going to turn it over to my man, Nate. Nate, what do you have for this?
Well, my feet are getting tickled, so it's time for a wrap.
Who's tickling them?
It's not me.
Pink lady.
Pink lady.
It could be me.
Get out of there under the table. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 115 and our spooky discussion on the Pink Lady of Grove Park Inn. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.